Yo, Donald, are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
I've got good news and I've got bad news. The bad news is I lied. There's no good news.
Can you imagine the corruption?
Harley-Davidson now announcing it plans to move some operation out of the U.S. because of the tariffs.
And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
President Trump doing a 180 on Harley-Davidson this morning, unleashing on Twitter after the American motorcycle company announced it was moving some production overseas to avoid tariffs from the European Union. Those tariffs, of course, a response to the Trump administration's tariffs on steel and aluminum.
And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
The European Union is retaliating against the Trump tariffs on steel and aluminum by raising its tax on, among other things, imported motorcycles from 6% to a whopping 31%. That's a $2,200 price hike for each Harley sold there, a potential $100 million loss for the company. The head of the European Commission has been frustrated at the whole idea of a trade war.
This is basically a stupid process, the fact that we have to do this. But we have to do it.
Even some Republicans are worried about President Trump's actions.
I don't know what his motive is, but I know that we're playing with fire.
You should never argue with a crazy my. You ought to know by now.
They surrendered. They quit. They waved the white flag. A Harley-Davidson should never be built in another country. President Trump greeted news of Harley-Davidson sending more of its motorcycle manufacturing out of the U.S. with a flurry of furious tweets.
And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
America had seven straight years of an exploding economy, of illegal immigration going down. Donald Trump actually inherited the best of all hands in those areas that he's now trying to screw up.
There's going to be no small number of soybean farmers who lose their farms generationally because of the trade war that Donald Trump has precipitated. Because when those markets dissipate, when they dry up, they're gone. The Chinese will be buying their soybeans from Brazil, for example.
China wins
but,
again.
But you look at his undermining of the U.S.-led liberal global order, his sundering of the Atlantic Alliance, his zero-sum sensibility that might makes right. He is moving the world into dangerous territory. And I think there's a real lack of imagination for the capacity for tragedy in the world caused by someone like this. But as we watch these rallies, what are we seeing? We are seeing somebody use lies to incite fervor in a base.
Yeah.
By the way, lies that are easily,
right?
Easily called out. You look at, like, we got to build a wall. We've got an illegal immigration. No, we don't. Actually, immigration down for 7-8 years. The president saying illegal immigrants cost us a lot of money. No, actually, illegal immigrants don't. There's a study that he demanded to get shows that refugees added $63 billion to our economy over the past decade. They killed the study.
But it's
immigrants cause crime. All these gang members come over. No, actually, it's 0.07%, something like 350 out of 300,000.
But it's a blizzard of lies, rapidity of lying is tough to stop and refute all of them. So we see incitement, the building of a fervor. We see scapegoating of vulnerable minority populations. We see the allegation of conspiracy, hidden nefarious forces conspiring with the scapegoated populations. We see a sense of mass victimization. It's the high octane fuel of Trumpism. Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, everybody's a victim. Now, they might be a victim flying around on their G650, but a victim they are nonetheless.
And then lastly, wealthy victims.
And last is his assertion that he needs to use extraordinary powers that heretofore were unthinkable.
We don't need judges.
To protect
the
victims from the conspiracy and the minorities
that he's created, right? A crisis that doesn't exist that he created throughout the campaign. And now I've got to say, you've got to add another one to that. That is just sheer stupidity.
Government of the people, by the people, for the people must continue. And the Republican Party has abdicated. Conservatism has become synonymous with obedience to the leader. A leader who says, I am the law. I am above the law. I will define what truth is. Truth is what the leader says it is, not what we would have recognized months ago as objective truth. And so the Republican Party has become a threat to liberal democracy. And all over the world, we see a regression in Poland, in Hungary, the rise of far-right ethno-nationalist parties. And the last time this happened, it unleashed a tragedy the likes of which the world has never seen. And I think there's a real lack of imagination in this country about how fragile these institutions are and about how dangerous a president, as unprepared, as authoritarian, as ignorant as he, the damage that he would be able to cause.
Hundreds of millions of dollars of negative ads. Nobody's ever been hit like that. I used to go home. I started disliking myself. It's true. I said, man, am I that bad? Am I that bad?
Am I that bad?
The answer is yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The humanitarian crisis on our southern border. First of all, there's still no announcement of what they're going to do to put these stolen kids back together with their parents. And no indication that they could successfully do so. So, 23andMe is donating DNA kits to help reunite immigrant families. Because the president is not freeing the children. And I just want to repeat that sentence. The president is not freeing the children. For those of you who just emerged from a coma, you're going to want to slip back in. Because that's the headline. And because of a backlog for asylum requests, these families, either separated or together, could be imprisoned for a long time. Now, the obvious answer is hire more judges to deal with the backlog. But Trump has a different answer, tweeting,
We cannot allow all of these people to invade our country. When somebody comes in, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came.
Here's the thing. If you deny anyone due process, you deny everyone due process.
All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws.
The 2,300 immigrant children taken from their families, some of them toddlers, even babies. The building of tent cities on military bases, camps to hold children, inside which, we might add, we only have government-provided images because media are not allowed to independently record what goes on inside there. The turning away of asylum seekers, well documented by now, at ports of entry against our own laws. And now, according to the Texas Tribune, our government effectively holding many of these immigrant children we've taken from their parents, children our government ripped away from them, holding them as hostages to then force people to give up their legal asylum claims and agree to be deported. This is the backdrop for the president's explicit call to deport people at will without any recourse to a legal system or any acknowledgement of the rule of law.
And we have to change our laws.
At that point, we're all undocumented immigrants, because if you can't show your documents to a judge, your passport is as useless as your Blockbuster card. Being identified as a suspect is the same as being guilty. It's like Trump is saying, let me shoot all the bad guys. Well, sir, how do we know who the bad guys are? They're the ones I just shot. He's just talking about foreigners. Well, hold it right there, imaginary voice in my head. Because the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that the due process requirements of the 5th and 14th Amendments apply to all persons, including those in the U.S. unlawfully. Well, what do you expect from the failing U.S. Constitution? Low-energy founding fathers had terrible ratings. None of them, not many people know this, none of them were born in the United States. I say we ship them back to the 13 colonies. None of them. And what justification is Trump offering for getting rid of all these immigrant judges? Well, he suggested last week that he opposed adding judges because many of them could be corrupt. This is another thing we should be surprised by. The president of the United States argues you can't hire any judges because you can't trust them. Wow. They might be corrupt, or even worse, they may not be, and then I'm screwed.
Get trusted! Get trusted! Get trusted! Get trusted! Get trusted!
You remember that the guy in Washington tried the whole Muslim ban that they said, no, not a Muslim ban, a travel ban. Well, today, the Supreme Court fell for it, upholding Trump's ban by a 5-4 vote. Ooh. Ooh. 5-4. This close to be able to look our grandchildren in the eye. God.
And so today was a fantastic fulfillment of Osama bin Laden's vision by Donald J. Trump. What Osama bin Laden hoped to provoke was a war of civilization, a war between the West and 1 billion Muslims. And so what Donald Trump and this Muslim ban signal to the world is that Muslims are not welcome here. That this is, whether the conservative justices say that in fact this is about executive power, the president's clear intent was to impose a religious test. And that is as fundamentally un-American as anything that he's done over the course of this presidency. The only force in the world that has the power to defeat extremist Islamic radicalism is moderate Islam. And moderate Islam was dealt a big setback today by this short-sighted, dangerous policy that, again, abrogates all the fine traditions of our country, from freedom of religion to welcoming the renewal of the country's lifeblood with immigration.
Supreme Court upholds travel ban. Wow.
Wow. It's very presidential. Much like Lincoln in the Emancipation Proclamation, all persons held as slaves within the rebellious states are and henceforth shall be free. Yowza!
Our government is right now committing enormous human rights abuses against migrants and their children. In fact, even now, the Trump administration is using the more than 2,000 kids as leverage to get their parents to leave the country.
At a detention center outside Houston, a migrant and lawyers say that people separated from their children are being told they can reunite with their kids at the airport if they agree to sign a voluntary deportation order right away.
So the Trump administration is using kids as hostages to get their parents to sign voluntary deportation orders. That is straight up evil.
Where are the babies? We still don't know. Where are their parents? The Trump government arrested over 3,000 children and babies at the southern border before the president announced a change in that policy last week. And today, according to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, there are still 2,047 migrant children in federal custody after being separated from their parents.
As you know, the president took a number of questions earlier, so we'll keep this short today. And with that, I'll get started.
Sarah, how can the president defend his cruel immigration policies?
Sarah, is it true that you will soon be replaced by David Hasselhoff?
Sarah, what about the Russian? Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, I love your shoes. Did you hear the news? They revoked Paul Manafort's bail. He's Trump's former campaign chair. I like your hair. Will the special counsel prevail? He'll probably rot in jail. Sarah, hey girl, there's one thing you skipped. Michael Cohen's flipped. Well, not yet, but Donald thinks that he may. Plus, Justin is over him since he got with Kim. I think they're dating now, and oh, by the way, this all happened yesterday.
The Olympics would have been a massive failure, and it turned out to be a massive success. People did not want to be nuked in a stadium. I said, listen, you got rich guys, for whatever reason, they love rockets. And by the way, I have these stupid teleprompters. You don't mind that I haven't used them all night, do you? The Apprentice. Arnold Schwarzenegger, big movie star, took my place. It bombed in about two shows. It was over. Mosquitoes lost many, many lives. They said she got a facelift. No. If it's not your hair, don't run for office, folks. We're not looking up in the air. Any rockets up there? Any rockets? You know, they call them the elites, right? The elites. You know what you are? You're the super elites. I'm changing titles. We are the super elite.
Have you heard about Manafort? What the hell's an IG report? I don't know. How can just one single orange a-hole be the cause of our demise?
They call Democrats out-of-touch intellectuals. Well, I say we're further out-of-touch super intellectuals.
We want the Mueller probe to be investigated.
Hey, Rudy. What's up, girl? Hey, let's talk DOJ. Should they bring this whole thing to an end? Is Comey the one to blame? Is your counterclaim just a last-ditch attempt to defend your favorite little friend? What is up with his crazy eyes? He can't cover up that they're all criminals no matter how he tries. What the? Okay, not you.
The Democrats have failed to come to the table, failed to help this president close these loopholes and fix this problem.
Come on, Sarah, what's the deal? Does your heart not feel? The entire nation's going berserk. You see how this feckless country is coming undone, and it's clearly his own villainous work. Stop acting like a jerk.
You know, we won the state of South Carolina by a lot. We had to run the whole East Coast, and we got South Carolina, and we got North Carolina, we got Pennsylvania, and we got Florida. Donald Trump has won the state of Florida, right? They said North Carolina is our firewall. South Carolina, we have no chance, but North Carolina. And so we won South Carolina. Thank you very much.
Why the hell can't you do what's right? How can you even sleep at night? Act like you're a human and stop trying to pull it aside.
Mr. President, thank you for sending Air Force One to bring me here to Singapore. And thank you for putting me up in that gorgeous hotel. You really outdid yourself.
Who's paying for this?
Talk to me about your meeting with Kim Jong-un. Are we all gonna die?
He's going to be happy. His country does love him.
But, sir, he's a brutal tyrant who starves his people and assassinates members of his own family.
I like him. I think that he really wants to do a great job for North Korea.
When will he denuclearize?
I think he wants to denuke. It's very important.
But how can you trust a crazy dictator who always lies? Oh, Sarah, has China hit back on trade? Will his spray tan fade? Has he patched things up with Macron? Have you ever seen him tweet on the toilet seat? Does he know that this is not Kim Jong-un? 8 more questions, then I'm done. Why is he hating on Canada?
Grandpa, I heard this story!
Save it, Sister Sessions, this is no time to evangelize.
To win Wisconsin, which hasn't been won in many years, like 1972, I think. That's a long time. To win Michigan, which hasn't been won in a long time. You know, it's very interesting. I just took this out. Sometimes you have to toot your own horn because nobody else is going to do it. Certainly, they're not going to do it.
How can they trust so many lies? He must be demented if he thinks he's going to win a Nobel Prize.
Heroes, my name is Sharon. Not the winner, shouts it. Well, like this, yeah.
Now I'd like to thank you. My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. But our destiny beyond the Earth is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security. So important for our military. So important. And people don't talk about it. When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. And very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the 6th branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be so important. General Dunford? If you would carry that assignment out, I would be very greatly honored also. General Dunford. Got it?
Let's go get it, General.
Yeah. Thank you.
But on the topic of rockets, Trump once again mumbled a few incoherent words about his proposal to create a 6th branch of the military called the Space Force. But this rant was somehow even harder to follow than previous editions.
By the way, NASA is now open for business. You got all these guys sending rockets all over the place. We'll get the credit. I said, lease them the land, charge them a lot, but let's do it that way. That's a lot better. We're like a landlord. You have all these rich guys. I don't know what it is. They love rockets. I said, this is great, because, you know, you can't send rockets up, like, down the street, right? You can't take the local plot, the local Walmart, the local store, and send a rocket. We're going to win. Remember, I said we're going to win at trade. We're going to win in space.
We're going to win in space, and we're going to get to board the spaceship first because we have super elite status.
Space Force. Space Force. Space Force. We need it.
Space Force.
Making space great again. I am so excited about Space Force.
There was just one question.
What is Space Force?
Something we've been missing for a long time.
You get to go to space.
Space Force is a little bit of everything.
It's like the cast of Modern Family.
There you go.
Well, isn't it fun to say it? Say Space Force.
Space Force. It's the next generation.
It's exciting, isn't it? What is it?
It is what they refer to as cloud computer.
So Space Force is iTunes. It's where all my music is.
Yes, I agree. It's iTunes.
What is Space Force?
You know, space exploration and just
finding out what's out there, I guess.
But NASA does space exploration.
NASA is only going to tell us what they want us to know. Whereas I think Trump will send his own stuff and we will find out the truth.
Who would lead Space Force?
Neil Armstrong.
Okay. I mean, he's dead. We'd have to bring him back to life.
It has to have a military background.
Yeah.
It has to have a military.
I think so, yeah.
But the military has advised President Trump that we don't need a Space Force.
Well, Trump's his own man.
He knows more.
And he's going to tell us the truth about what's out there.
Space Force!
But why do we need Space Force?
Terrorists could, through the use of drones, get into space and become a very dangerous hazard to our freedom.
I'm sure that there will be war in space.
Let's not forget 9/11, okay? I think that Space Force could help prevent the next 9/11.
Which would be 9/12.
9/12, 9/13. Okay.
I think ISIS could get to space.
Space ISIS?
Space ISIS.
Right, Space ISIS. But do we really need a Space Force?
Doesn't make a lot of sense, and we'd be wasting a lot of dollars, but at the same time, it's just going to be cool.
Let me just unpack what you just said.
Right.
We need to have a Space Force. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a waste of money,
but
it's going to be cool,
right?
So we need to have it. You stand by that statement?
Stand by that statement, 100%. Pretty much we need regulations in space because you can do whatever you want.
Isn't Trump against regulation?
Yeah, but as a... Yeah, I just stuttered myself here. You know what? Space Force, it's just a cool name.
But I do believe that the American people don't want to live in Trumpistan.
Yeah.
They want to continue living in America. And this is a fundamental question in 2018. This is the most important midterm election in American history. Because if this is not repudiated in November, this country's going down a track of not just decline, but a fundamental change that will be very, very difficult to change the trajectory that we're on.
Thanks for the song this week from
Billy Joel,
Public Enemy,
Randy Rainbow, Peter Serafinovich,
and
Golden Earring.
And thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Stephen Colbert,
Kate
Baldwin, Jake Tapper, Joe Scarborough, Steve Schmidt,
the
Chris Hayes, Seth Myers, Mika Brzezinski, Lawrence Rudy Giuliani,
and
Trevor Noah,
and Michael
Costa,
on the
Daily.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.